Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Well, I don't even know where to start. My last few shows, I've been talking about repeating the same behavior over and over again and yet expecting different results. That, they say, is the definition of insanity. Here, I'm looking at IsraelNationalNews.com. Their headline at this time is Hamas. Israel's actions will have grave consequences. Hamas warns Israel following decision to reduce the transfer of fuel and gas through the Kerem Shalom crossing that if you don't give us these things, we're going to really fight you and you're really going to be sorry. That's their threats. So we're in the same pit over and over and over again. We're also in the Hebrew month of Av. We're at the time of Tisha B'Av, the holiday where we observe a fast, where we are mourning for the loss of our holy temple. And they say that we still don't have our temple today because also we are repeating the same things over and over again for the last 2,000 years since we lost the temple in the first place. And what is that? That was Sinat Chinam. Causeless hatred, hating your fellow Jew for no reason. And we see today the strife in many segments of society where the secular hate the religious, the left and right wing hate each other, the religious and the religious hate each other. But of course, there's so much goodness today. And I see a tikkun, a fixing of what is going on. But is it enough? Is it enough what we're seeing today? So I'm going to be having on the show today a life coach who is going to take us through a personal fixing of ourselves to take us where we need to be, to work our lives backwards. In other words, think who is the person that you really want to be, what will you have wanted to accomplish, and you are 120 years old, you're closing your eyes in your deathbed. What do you want to think back? Ah, I was able to do this. I succeeded in doing this. I succeeded in doing that. And being content and happy. But sometimes in order to get those goals done, we have to work our lives backwards. That's what we're going to do on the show today. We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
So I want to read you part of the news today because it's going to fall into exactly what we're going to be working on today. And that is we're going to be having a life coach on, God willing, on the show today, who's going to take us personally through our lives to help set the goals that we need or want to achieve. But sometimes when you are planning your life, things don't work out or we don't know how to plan correctly. And there's what we say in Hebrew is shita. There's a method to work your life backwards in order to know what it is exactly that you really want in life. And then you set up the goals of how to get there. So that will be coming up, please God, in the next segment or two. I want to read you an article that has to do with what we're experiencing today. As you know, this week and even yesterday as well, I'm talking about on Monday, yesterday, that we had more red alert sirens going off in Israel two of them, if I'm correct from my memory. And thank God those rockets apparently landed inside Gaza, did not make it over the border. And so thank God nobody on our side was hurt. Although when the red alert sirens go off, it is frightening, folks. It puts a stab of fear in the hearts of many people, many, many people, especially if you're responsible for other people. I want you all to go to my Facebook page. Look for Tamar Yona. I want you to see there a video of a young woman. She's a mother. She's with, I believe it's her husband and her child. And they're in a red alert situation where the Tseva Adom, the red code red alert is going off. And she is in trauma. The mother is simply in shock. She is screaming and crying and saying in Hebrew that she cannot breathe. She says, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. As she's crouched on the sidewalk next to her child, and apparently it's her husband next to her. And you will see there on both sides how the fathers, it's heartbreaking, folks, how the fathers are on top of their children. So if God forbid the rocket or explosion happens near them, the shrapnel will go into the father and not into their child. Heartbreaking to see this in real time as it was filmed. Go to my Facebook page and view that video. Amazing. Heartbreaking. Heart-wrenching. Why are we still suffering these things? Because we keep doing the same things over and over again, which is we tolerate the evil from Gaza. When we have to, when those quote-unquote acceptable losses that I spoke yesterday about on my show, when your limit of acceptable losses has been reached and you say to yourself, you have to respond now, we don't respond completely in the entire way. We respond enough where we cripple the Hamas until they agree to a ceasefire because they have to lick their wounds. But we don't get rid of the Hamas. We don't get rid of the evil. We don't get rid of the cancer that is in the body. And so it grows back. And then we're back where we were before. Now Israel, thank God, is getting harder. We're not tolerating it as much when we're seeing arson after arson fires every single day. Dozens of fires hitting the south, destroying the agriculture, destroying our crops, destroying our orchards. Having the children have to play inside because A, the smoke, and B, there could be rockets sent over, and so they have to be within 15 seconds. If you're down south along the Gaza Belt, you have 15 seconds to get to shelter. So now Israel, apparently, the government has said enough is enough, and they're warning the Hamas, still not strong enough in my opinion and in many people's opinion, but they're warning the Hamas of grave consequences. Sorry. They're warning the Hamas that they're going to be now cutting off a lot of the transfer of fuel and gas through the Kerem Shalom crossing. So what does Hamas say? Hamas warned Israel on Monday of, quote, grave consequences, unquote, following Israel's decision to reduce the transfer of fuel and gas through the Kerem Shalom crossing. Why are we giving them fuel and gas? That's a question that we need to answer. Why would you give your enemy fuel and gas? I'm just going to give you the short answer now because I can't go into it. I don't have time. But that is because we want to be humanitarian. Not everybody in Gaza is guilty. But my friends, not everybody in Nazi Germany was guilty. There were some Germans who hid Jews and others who the Nazis were looking to commit a genocide against. There were some Germans who maybe spied for the Allies. There were some Germans who maybe didn't go as far as that, but they certainly didn't vote for Hitler. They didn't like Hitler. Does that mean that Britain and France should still continue to supply the Nazi regime, the German people, with humanitarian aid? Or not even humanitarian aid, just make life a little bit difficult for them. But that's not what happened. Because if you have a nation or you have an entity that is fighting against you, you don't have the, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't have the, my mind's going blank here, not the ability, but you don't have the rights to go and say, well, this is a good German and that's a bad German. You have a nation against you. You have to fight them as a nation. And unfortunately, good people in nations with evil regimes, they suffer. They're part of that nation. Sadly, the Gazans, the Arabs in Gaza, voted in the Hamas in democratically elected elections. 70% of the population voted in the Hamas. And now they have to suffer. Because they live in an entity that supports the Hamas, that tolerates the Hamas, and 70% of them perhaps even help the Hamas or are part of the Hamas themselves. So let's read more here. Fawzi Barhoun, a spokesman for the terrorist group, said, quote, "This is another crime that Israel is committing against the Palestinian people. Sorry, the Palestinian people and the residents of the Gaza Strip in the wake of the regional and international silence over Israel's crime and the absence of deterrent resolutions against it in the international arena." You know, it's like the pot calling the kettle black. They're saying that we are committing crimes. They are launching missiles, rockets, mortars into population areas to kill randomly. Randomly, just to kill. They are setting fires to fields just to damage. They don't care that food is being destroyed. They don't care about our population. They don't care about our humanitarian needs. They don't even care about their own humanitarian needs. The Hamas spokesman further claimed that Israel's acts of revenge illustrate the extent of the injustice done to the Gaza Strip and stressed that, quote, "they will never succeed in influencing national positions regarding the continuation of the resistance in order to forcibly take the rights and bring about the lifting of the siege." First of all, I want to say here, there is no occupation. Israel pulled out of Gaza in 2005. The Hamas took power. They are on their own. They are managing their own governmental laws and society. They are in charge. Israel is out. So where is this resistance? Why? Why resist? Resist what? Israel's not there. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman here in Israel decided earlier on Monday evening, together with the IDF chief of staff, to close the Kerem Shalom crossing to Gaza for fuel and gas transfers until Sunday. Food and medicines that will be approved on an individual basis will continue to be transferred through the crossing. I'm adding here, why? Because we try to be humanitarian. That's what he's trying to be. It was also decided that the fishing space in Gaza would be reduced from a range of 6 nautical miles to 3 nautical miles. So in other words, Israel is trying to put pressure on the people now to show them, look, you are losing because you still hold the Hamas as your government. You don't oust them. And if you don't oust this terror government, you are going to suffer. And it's not us that's doing it. It's because of your government that is constantly attacking our people. So a little bit of a change we're seeing now in Israel. A little bit of a harder stance. Not enough, in my opinion. We should not tolerate this at all. Because our people are suffering. And it's only, thank God, because he has an umbrella of love over the Jewish people, over the state of Israel, that no one has been killed yet in this latest round of rocket attacks on Israel. There have been killed before. All right, we'll be back after the break.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I'm Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Right, we're back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio, and we're talking about doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. We're talking about how to be able to achieve our goals. You know, I have something that's really funny. I'm looking at my wall here. I have something that I posted years ago. The tape is already dry and crumbling on the wall here in front of me, but it says here, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Think about that for a moment. If nothing changes in your life, if you don't make changes, then nothing's going to change. If you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to have the same results. It's obvious. It's common sense. It's clear. So if we want to be in point B, we're standing at point A and we want to be over there in point B, we've got to move. We've got to put one foot in front of the other. We've got to set a goal. I want to go from point A to point B. I want to be there. We can't just keep standing in place. We have to set goals, and then we have to implement those goals to bring us closer to the point where we want to be. Israel wants to have peace, wants to have quiet, wants to have friendly neighbors. Unfortunately, you need two to tango. They don't want to be our friends because, as I say all the time, Israel has peace with all of the Arabs. All of the Arabs that want peace. And the only Arabs that Israel doesn't have peace with are the Arabs that don't want peace. Think of them like the Klingons and the Romulans if you've ever watched Star Trek. They don't have the same value system that, quote-unquote, the Federation had. The Federation wanted to go out and seek out new planets, new civilizations, put out their hand in peace, make a federation between creatures or living things in the universe. Whereas the Klingons and the Romulans valued the battle, power. They looked at goodness and kindness as weakness. And this is what we're dealing with, in a way, here in the Middle East. And the West, by the way, with those that hate the West, those who are Islamic extremists, fanatics, who don't want peace. They want to conquer you. They're not looking for peace. They're not looking to stay in the same place. They have a goal. And their goal is to take over the world, just like the Nazis' goal was to take over the world. First Europe, and then the world. So what do we need to do in order to change things? Well, you know, it's our responsibility as human beings to make courts of law. It's one of the seven laws of Noah, of don't steal, knows sexual promiscuity and don't murder and all sorts of things that the seven laws of Noah. One of them is to make courts of law, justice. Because if you live in a society where if you are wronged, somebody steals your things, somebody kidnaps your daughter, somebody wrongs you in some way, there has to be a place where you can go and get justice, where you can go to the police and you can go to the law, to the courts and get justice and not let the strong just rule over the weak because they're stronger than you and that's it. You have to take whatever they dish out. That is an evil society. If a person cannot get justice, it's a horrible, sad, and unjust society. And so we have courts of law. Now, Israel is dealing with a criminal terrorist entity in Gaza who are constantly opening up fire whenever they want to against Israeli citizens. They're launching mortar shells at us, rockets, missiles. They're setting fires to our fields. They're committing terror attacks against us. They're digging tunnels under the ground in order to try to get into our communities that way since they can't cross the borders because we have patrols there. So they're trying to dig underground in order to go into communities, into kibbutzim, neighboring communities, and murder and kidnap and bring children through those tunnels back into Gaza to hold the nation in as hostage. We're talking about evil people. So it is our responsibility, and not just ours, but every decent human being on this planet, to see a stop to this and to support a stop to this. To uproot evil. When you're kind to the cruel, leaving them intact, not destroying them, then you're cruel to the kind. Again, going back to World War II, there was a point where the Nazis wanted to sue for peace. They went to the Allies and they said, we want to sue for peace. We want to have peace. We want to have a ceasefire. And what did the Allies say? They said, no, we will only accept unconditional surrender. They didn't want to leave the Nazis intact because they knew that the Nazis, as soon as they could lick their wounds, would be back again. Just like after World War I, they came back with a ferocity in World War II. They didn't want the Nazis to come back again. They wanted a complete and total surrender. They would not accept a peace or a ceasefire or leaving the Nazis intact. You either bend your knee and give a total surrender, or the war goes on until we defeat you. So either give up now and we'll let you live, but not with your regime. You are going to have a total surrender, or the war is going to go on until we defeat you. Today, if that happened, the Allies would be called intolerant and disproportional response. And here these people want to make peace with you. They want to have a ceasefire. Why won't you do it? You're terrible, evil people, you in the West. But we all know the truth. We all know the Nazis had to be destroyed to build a new Germany. We're not talking about killing every German. We're not talking about a genocide. We're talking about a regime. We're talking about a criminal government. If nothing changes, folks, nothing changes. On the news in Israel, they interviewed the mayor of Sderot, which is a small city in the south of Israel, near the northeastern border of Gaza. They are constantly under rocket fire there. Real estate prices in Sderot the last several years went down, 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 down. People could barely even give away their houses because nobody wanted to live under rocket fire. Nobody wanted to have to be 15 seconds from a safe room, from a bomb shelter. Nobody wants to have their kids going out to the park to play soccer. Because what if a mortar shell comes in and you only have 15 seconds and your kid's only 12, 10, doesn't know how to get to shelter so easily. Maybe there isn't any place near him. Who wants to live like a prisoner in your community? And the mayor of Sderot was telling the news, maybe, he said, maybe the Hamas and their families, and yes, I'm sorry to say this, but their children too, need to feel what our children feel, need to hurt like our children hurt, in order that they understand that this is an intolerable situation and it must stop. And who is he trying to plead to? He's trying to plead to the Israeli government, to Avigdor Lieberman, the defense minister of Israel, to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to the government of Israel. We know, we understand that we have enemies in the north who are perhaps bigger and more of a threat, but we are suffering down here. Something has to be done. We can't live like this anymore. And now the government is getting a little bit tighter. They're walking a baby step in the right direction, at least that. They're changing a little bit. Much more has to be done. But my question is, how much more do we have to suffer until we get to the point where we finally go in and destroy the Hamas once and for all? Israel needs to go back into Gaza, take the reins, put in law and order, courts of justice, because a lot of Arabs have been wronged by the Hamas, Hamas going in and killing people without a trial, without just out of suspecting them as doing something, some type of crime that they say is a crime. They suspect you of something. There's no due process in Gaza. We would be doing the people a favor there and really being humanitarian by not tolerating this evil entity government in Gaza. If you want to call in, weigh in on the issue, feel free to do so. Our numbers are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
So we're trying to get our guest on, and we're hoping that she will be here in order to give what I wanted her to do was to help us work our lives backwards in order to really achieve the goals and the things that we want to achieve in life. And this coincides, I believe, with the holiday of Tisha B'Av, which is the ninth of the Hebrew month of Av, which is the anniversary of the loss of both of our temples and many terrible things happening to the Jewish people on this day, including the Inquisition and other tragedies as well. We have to change. We have to change if we want to see different results. If we don't want to see a Tisha B'Av this year or next year, we have got to change now. And it's difficult to change because we're comfortable in our routines. But change is the key. Effort is the key. And God wants us to do a fixing where a fixing needs to be done. I've been talking about, as giving an example, our relationship with our enemies in Gaza. Sadly, because Israel so much wants peace, but Hamas is always looking to destroy Israel. They don't want peace. Gaza does not want peace. There's another article I want to read to you here. This was posted last week on IsraelNationalNews.com, Arut Sheva. It says here, raising pressure on Hamas. Israel closes Gaza border crossing. And let me just read you a little bit here because I saved this because I wanted to make some points in this article. It says here, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman from Yisrael Beiteinu, Israel Our Home, on Monday accepted the suggestion of the IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot to close the Kerem Shalom crossing between Gaza and Israel. The closure will not apply to humanitarian aid, including food and medicine, as I said before in the show. It was approved on the aid that's given will be approved on an individual basis by coordinator of government activities in the territories, Kamil Abu Rokan. This decision comes in response to continued arson terror perpetrated by Gazan terrorists via incendiary kites and balloons sent from Gaza into Israeli territory, as well as other attempts at terror attacks. This, by the way, was before the opening of rocket fire over the weekend here in Israel. In addition to the closure of Kerem Shalom, which is, again, the border where a lot of goods go in to Gaza, the decision was made not to allow the expansion of the fishing zone around Gaza to continue throughout the duration of the season. The fishing zone is usually 6 naval miles wide, but was temporarily expanded to 9 naval miles 3 months ago. So Israel expanded their fishing zone. Now we're taking it back. The IDF clarified that the time period for the expanded fishing zone ends on Monday, and it will not be extended. In a statement, the IDF said, "The state of Israel aspires and acts to improve the humanitarian reality in the Gaza Strip in many ways. However, in light of the situation in which the Hamas terror organization exploits the Gazan residents and launches arson and explosive balloons and kites towards the communities adjacent to the Gaza Strip, Israel decided to take these measures." Ah, good, they're changing. "The current situation does not allow the residents of southern Israel to maintain their daily routine." I want to stop here for a moment. I want to make 2 points here. One, that now Israel is acting tougher in order to prevent the terror that's coming over the border, whether it's from the tunnels in the ground or the skies with firebomb balloons and firebomb kites or rockets or missiles or mortars. Israel is saying, we've got to put a stop to this, and these are the measures we're going to do. But we knew this. If we know that this is going to help, if we know that cutting off supplies to Gaza and putting pressure on the people in Gaza, those who voted for the Hamas in the first place, the majority of them, then why didn't we do it before? The dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of fires that have swallowed up the South, destroyed our fields, destroyed our orchards, destroyed people's making a living, destroying our agriculture. Why only now? But as I say, better late than never. They're moving in the right direction, the government, I believe. I don't think it's enough. I'll tell you what I also don't think is enough. It says here, "The current situation does not allow the residents of southern Israel to maintain their daily routine." You know, folks, when you have a goal and you want to reach it, and you know that you're going to have to change, whether your goal is to lose weight, whether your goal is to participate in the next race or a triathlon, you've got to train for it. You've got to change your daily routine. People who have a goal and are implementing it are changing their daily routine. It is not the end of the world not to have a daily routine. Sometimes it's a positive thing if you're working towards something even bigger and better. Why is maintaining our daily routine the most important goal of the Israeli government? Why isn't the most important goal of the Israeli government to take out the terrorists in Gaza? What happened to, quote unquote, the war on terrorists and terrorism? We will fight unceasingly until we root out all the terror. Whatever happened to what former President Bush said, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Our goal should not be to maintain our daily routine. It is because of our daily routine that we're in this situation. Now we have to get out of this situation. And that means we need to set goals in order to get us from point A to point B. Point A being a place where we are being attacked with firebombs and rockets and tunnels and terror kites and terrorism, to point B, where Gaza is free from terrorism, where Gaza can prosper, people can prosper, whether Jew or Arab, where there will be law and order, where people can get justice if someone was cheated, if someone was robbed, if someone was physically injured by someone. They can say, hey, this is illegal. This is wrong. I am going to go to take you to court. I am going to sue you or get the law against you to root out this evil, because if you're doing this to me, you're doing it to other people. And we don't have to live like this. We want peace. We want to pursue the goals that we have. We want to make the world a better place. We can't do it when we have evil rooted in and growing and prospering and festering. Our goal should not be to maintain our daily routine. Our goal should be to root out evil, to make the world a better place. And to do what we are supposed to do. And that means changing our routine, changing our daily routine, setting goals, working towards those goals, and completing those goals. And to make the world a better place, to make the world a safer place, and to understand that we're not fighting kite fires, we're not fighting tunnels, we're not fighting even rocket attacks and missile attacks on our heads. We are fighting an enemy. We are fighting an evil regime. We are fighting modern day Nazis that want to destroy Israel and the Jewish people. Not one Jew lives in Gaza. They won't tolerate us. It's like Nazis. You want to know about apartheid? It's not Israel, where we have Arabs who sit in our Supreme Court, Arabs who are doctors and lawyers. Arabs all over Israel enjoy more rights and freedoms than any other Arab does in any other Arab country, because here we have freedom. We have law and order. We have our moral values that don't exist in the Gaza Strip under the Hamas. That should be our goal, to take them out, and we have to change our daily routine in order to do it. And our daily routine should not be running for safe rooms. And our daily routine should not be staying within 15 seconds of a bomb shelter. Set your goals, move, change your life, change your daily routine, and move towards where you want to be in point B, which is peace, prosperity, and goodness for the world without evil in your midst. If you have any comments or questions, you can always feel free to write me, Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And you can also leave your comments on our webpage where the show is podcasted. Make changes in your life. You should not be in a daily routine right now. You've been listening to the Tamar Yonah Show here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.